it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Kimmy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Diane from East Bridgewater.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy. Good morning, crew.
Good Hello. Morning, Diane. Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy?
Yes.
Please leave.
Okay, good luck.
Bye, Kennedy.
Thank you.
So you know how this works. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more correctly than Kennedy, and you win yourself $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. She's now gone to that soundproof studio. Diane, are you ready?
I am ready.
Kevin Jonas' wife, Danielle, recently opened up about a private health battle with Lyme disease. There's only one animal that transmits Lyme disease. What is it?
Ticks.
Eradicate them.
Dua Lipa brought Gwen Stefani on stage for a duet of Don't Speak during a show in Los Angeles. Which song did Gwen teach everyone how to spell bananas?
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
Yes, that's the song.
So you remember how to spell it. That's
I
good.
Know.
What song is it?
I don't know.
Question number 3. Hugh Jackman, 57 this weekend. He's played Wolverine since 2000. What is Wolverine's first name?
Oh, these are tough questions.
All right.
I'm going to say Harry.
Question number 4. It's not bad, actually. Jennifer Aniston addressed rumors about not having children, saying the public doesn't know her private struggles. Name the Apple TV Plus show Aniston has starred in since 2019 alongside Reese Witherspoon.
The Morning Show.
And question number 5, Taylor Swift's The Fate of Ophelia broke records for most streams in a week. Which Shakespearean tragedy is Taylor referencing with Ophelia?
Hamlet. Oh, Hamlet.
We found her wheelhouse. Let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
So, Diane, I understand you're on your way to a golf tournament, and the golf tournament is in honor of your husband?
Yes.
Tell us about it.
He had to have a kidney transplant years ago, and he was on medication for a long time, and he ended up being really sick, and unfortunately, it took his life, so...
Oh.
So every year we have my son, they have a golf tournament, and I always raise money for the Kidney Foundation.
Where is the golf tournament?
Bill Rickoff Country Club.
All right. Do you have a name? Do you got a clever name for the golf tournament, or you guys just do it?
Dad's Golf Tournament.
That's actually a good
Perfect.
One.
Perfect. Say what it is.
Let them know what it is.
Dad's Golf Tournament.
That's right.
All right. Well, what was your husband's name?
Robert Mahoney.
All right.
Good old Bobby.
Well, we're thinking about you and your family today, and you're out there.
Thank you.
You have a great time. You get some bogeys, you get some pars, some birdies, and hopefully a few drinks as well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And lots of mulligans, Dan. Lots of mulligans.
There you go. That's how he would have wanted it.
Yes. All right. I have Diane getting 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
Yeah. These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Kevin Jonas' wife, Danielle, recently opened up about a private health battle with Lyme disease. There's only one animal that transmits Lyme disease. What is it?
A tick?
I didn't know that, Dan. It's good stuff right there.
Yeah, it's a humans, yeah.
Tied to 1, question number 2. Dua Lipa brought Gwen Stefani on stage for a duet of Don't Speak during a show in Los Angeles. Which song did Gwen Stefani teach everybody how to spell bananas?
Holla Back Girl.
Oh.
2-1. Question number 3. Hugh Jackman, 57 this weekend. He's played Wolverine since 2000. What is Wolverine's first name?
Oh. I don't know.
Yeah, they did a movie.
Logan. Oh, yep. There it is.
Oh. 2-1. Question number 4. Jennifer Aniston addressed rumors about not having children, saying the public doesn't know her private struggles. Name the Apple TV Plus show Aniston has starred in since 2019 alongside Reese Witherspoon.
The Morning Show?
3-2. Question number 5. Taylor Swift's The Fate of Ophelia broke the streaming record for most streams in a week. Which Shakespearean tragedy is Taylor referencing with Ophelia?
Hamlet.
It is indeed.
Are you sure, Kennedy?
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Pretty darn close.
Yeah. Nice job, Kennedy. Nice job.
Yeah, it was a nice job. 4-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. You guys have a great time today playing golf. Diane, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Diane from East Bridgewater, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat. You can't beat Kennedy.
What?
Cause you suck at trivia, you see.
You suck.
You won't get any more than 2, and she'll get more than you. That's why you're going to lose, cause you're a
Kevy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Hope from Rhode Island.
Hi, Hope.
Hi, Kennedy. How are you? Happy weekend.
Happy weekend.
Also, her son, Fletcher. They're on their way to school. Good morning, Fletcher.
Good morning.
Oh, that caught me off guard.
What? That's all.
That caught
me. It's a whole man, man.
That caught me. How old are you, Fletcher?
12.
I'm 16.
I'm 8. Where do you go to school, Fletcher?
Pontiac.
Okay, what are you, a junior? Senior?
Yeah, junior.
Junior. All right. Are you driving or is Hope driving?
No, not today.
Do you call your mom Hope or do you call her mom?
I call her mom.
Yeah. Who calls their mom by their first name?
People that want to die.
Yeah, my son does it to all the time. It's wild.
And he's still alive?
It's a different generation, Kennedy.
No, it's not. She's not a different generation mom.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
No,
Thank you, you too.
Fletcher, will you say that?
Can you please leave the studio?
There we go. I like that. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $1,000 this morning. If you tie, unfortunately, I cannot give you the money. That's a win for Kennedy, who is now over in that soundproof studio. Question number 1. 6 of the top 10 trending Halloween costumes this year are characters from that movie, K-Pop Demon Hunters. Also making the list are Labubu, Elphaba from Wicked, and Chicken Jockey from this video game-based movie. Name the movie.
The Minecraft movie.
It's a good day to have a teenager in the car for that question.
One half of this famous duo is turning 79 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name the group.
Try to be strong, but you'll never be strong. Cause you're a rich girl, and you're going too far. Cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money.
It's a bit... Oh, sorry.
One of my favorite groups of all time, Hall & Oates.
There we go. Question number 3. 19 years ago today in 2006, Google bought YouTube for $1.65 billion. Who has the most subscribers on YouTube?
I think it's Mr. Beast. Fletcher's going to probably disagree with me, but I'm going to say Mr. Beast.
I don't think he should.
Question number 4. Maya turns 46 today. She's an R&B singer who was on Lady Marmalade. Can you name 2 of the 3 other ladies on that song?
Oh.
That's a tough one,
dude. I cannot.
All right, question number 5.
I don't know that one.
Gwen Stefani will become the first female to headline the Sphere in Vegas, although technically it's No Doubt that'll play 6 shows there in May and June of next year. Which band was the first to ever play the Sphere back in 2023?
I think it might I'm going to go with you two.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
All right, that's pretty good. It does help when you have a 16-year-old in there. Adds a new layer.
I knew that anyway because I work in an elementary school.
All right. Kennedy?
Yeah.
Let's see. Hope got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I'm kidding. She got 4 out of 5 correct.
Oh, my
God. These are tough. Are you ready, Kennedy?
Yeah.
6 of the top 10 trending Halloween costumes this year are characters from K-pop Demon Hunters. Also making the list are Labubu, Elphaba from Wicked, and Chicken Jockey from this video game-based movie.
Minecraft?
Good guess. 1-1. One half of this famous duo is 79 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest hits and then name the group.
Try to be strong, but you'll never be strong. Cause you're a rich girl and you're going too far. Cause you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely on the old man's money.
That's Hall & Oates.
For the record, it's Hall turning 79.
Oh, okay. Tied to 2, question number 3. 19 years ago today in 2006, Google bought YouTube for $1.65 billion. Who has the most subscribers on YouTube?
Mr. Beast.
Tied to 3.
Minecraft and Mr. Beast. You're plugged into the streets, Kennedy.
Maya turns 40.
I was hoping we had the youth on our side for one of those.
Maya turns 46 today. She's an R&B singer who was on Lady Marmalade. Can you name 2 of the other 3 ladies on that song?
Pink, Christina Aguilera.
And Little Kim was on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
4-3. Right. Question number 5. Gwen Stefani will become the first female to headline the Sphere in Vegas, although technically it's No Doubt that'll play 6 shows there in May and June of next year. Which band was the first to ever play the Sphere back in 2023?
Say it wasn't you two. No, it was Grateful Dead? No.
Yep. Grateful Dead.
Bro.
What?
No, put some respect on their check. You too.
It was?
Yeah. They
I thought someone was before them.
No, they helped develop the whole thing. Mm. They helped build it and everything. 4-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. No, you guys did great. You did great. Unfortunately, though, you don't get the money, but we do thank you for listening and calling in and playing this morning. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Hope.
And Fletcher.
From Rhode Island, and we cannot beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Cody from Cranston.
Hello, Cody.
Hello. Good morning.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you. You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. Unfortunately, if you tie, you know that is an L for you, Cody. We don't want that, though, do we?
Yeah, no.
We are all Team Cody this morning. Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Michael J. Fox asked for his role in the upcoming 3rd season of Shrinking. He said to the creators, you did a show about Parkinson's and you didn't call me? He played Marty McFly in which movie franchise?
Back to the Future.
Dua Lipa brought Gwen Stefani on stage for a duet of Don't Speak during a show in L.A. True or false, Dua Lipa has never had a number one song in America. True or false?
I think I'm going to go false.
Disney's live-action version of Tangled is still in development, and now it looks like Scarlett Johansson will star. Not as the Disney princess, but as the evil mother. Who is the Disney princess in Tangled?
Rapunzel?
Question number four. Post Malone held a grand opening ceremony for his bar in Nashville on Wednesday night. He was even joined by Dierks Bentley, Lainey Wilson, and Brooks and Dunn for performances. Post Malone has six number one songs, but only one of them from his country album. Can you name that song?
I Had Some Help with Morgan Wallen? Maybe.
Question number five. Luke Perry was born today in 1966. He passed away in 2019. He was Dylan on Beverly Hills 90210, and he was currently playing Fred Andrews on which TV show at the time of his passing?
I don't know that one, unfortunately.
Okay. Kennedy's going to, though. That's the problem.
Kennedy!
He's going to know that one. That's going to be a problem.
That is often the problem in this game.
Yeah. Kennedy, welcome back. Cody from Cranston. We love alliteration.
Yep. Home of Brian. I stand by it. I apologize for nothing.
Cody got 3 out of 5, Kennedy.
All right, well done.
What is up with that? Come on, computer.
My awesome Brian Cranston joke broke the machine.
Yep. Okay, I think I got it. These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Michael J. Fox asked for his role on the upcoming third season of Shrinking. He told the show's creators, quote, "You did a show about Parkinson's and you didn't call me?" He played Marty McFly in which movie franchise?
Back to the Future.
Tied at one. Question number two. Dua Lipa brought Gwen Stefani on stage for a duet of Don't Speak during a show in L.A. True or false, Dua Lipa has never had a number one song in America. True or false?
Oh, come on. She has to have. Yeah, so I say yes, she has had one. True.
True. That is correct.
Oh. No. Dua Lipa has never had a number one song
crap.
In America.
She said...
I said she had. I believe that she had a number
one. She said true
one.
When she met false.
Yes.
She said she never had.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I was just
definitely.
Listening for
Dan
the answer.
Had me. Nope.
Okay. Well, then... Still broken over here. 1-1. Question number three. Disney's live-action version of Tangled is still in development, but now it looks like Scarlett Johansson will star not as the princess, but as the evil mother. Who is the Disney princess in Tangled?
Rapunzel.
Hey, there we go. Tied at two. Question number four. Post Malone had a grand opening ceremony for his bar in Nashville on Wednesday night. He was joined by Dierks Bentley, Lainey Wilson, and Brooks and Dunn. Post Malone has had six number one songs, but only one of them is from his country album named That Song.
I Had Some Help.
That is correct. I heard he did like a bunch of cover songs out on the street in front of the place, and then it invited everybody in and paid for all their drinks. It's a good way to start your bar.
That'll get a crowd.
Yeah, I know a girl who was there. It looked
oh,
amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
I also heard Bon Jovi's bar is gone.
Oh, yeah?
It was quick. I don't think it was
the open. Restaurant? The one that like
the one that
people?
Just opened
uh-huh.
like 4 months ago? Gone. Tied at three. Question number five. Luke Perry was born today in 1966. He passed away in 2019. He was Dylan on Beverly Hills 90210. And he was currently playing Fred Andrews on which TV show at the time of his passing?
Riverdale.
It was Riverdale. That is it. That's right. That's what it sounds like.
Oh.
4-3 is the final score. Cody, you don't get the money, but we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. For taking
Thank
some
you.
Time out to call in and play this morning. I understand you are an electric meter tech.
Yeah.
Are you the guy that turns off my my gas when I forget to pay it? You go there to the meter?
We actually are just switching over the old meters to the new meters.
Oh, yeah. I just got an email that will be happening at my house this week, I believe.
Cody will be at your house this week.
I love it. Hmm.
I mean, I've never had my power cut off for lack of payment. This year.
Stop it.
Cody, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name's Cody, and I'm from Cranston, and I couldn't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Livy from Woonsocket.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Livy, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, Livy. $1,000 on the line. Are you ready?
Ready to go, Livy.
She's been prepping for this moment her entire life, Dan, I can tell.
How has she been prepping her entire life?
Listening to this show.
That'll do it.
Her entire life. Make sure you turn your radio down for us, too, a little bit, so it doesn't feed back, okay?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's okay. I get it. It's fun to hear yourself on the radio. I never get to.
No, I'm... The baby has medical needs. This is my new hobby. I bought an FM radio and everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we love that.
Here we go.
More people should have radio as a hobby.
Right. You can stream us, too. We have
it's
the app.
Fun.
All right, here we go.
It lags.
Oh, it does lag. Yeah, it's us. We lag. Question number one. WNBA superstar Angel Reese shared that she will be walking in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Of course, she has had a fierce on-court rivalry with which other WNBA star who plays for the Indiana Fever?
I don't know.
Question number two. Slash says, we might be getting a new album in the near future because they have a lot of material and everybody is thinking about it. Name the band that Slash is in.
ZZ Top. See, it's going to be a nothing day. I don't know this one either.
That's okay. Question number three. Bradley Cooper is in talks to join Margot Robbie in the Ocean's 11 prequel. Who played Danny Ocean in that franchise?
I swear I got 5 out of 5 the other day. I don't know this one.
Question number four. Turning Point USA is planning an All-American halftime show to run against the Super Bowl halftime show with Bad Bunny. Who founded that organization?
It's like Kid Rock.
And question number five, a federal judge threw out Drake's defamation lawsuit against Universal Music over the release of a song by which artist?
Kendrick Lamar.
That one. There we go. Inner wheelhouse.
So it's not a nothing day anyway.
Yeah, you avoided the Mac. Kennedy?
Hello.
Livy from Woonsocket, who got 5 out of 5 the other day while listening, got 1 out of 5 right now.
Snoosh!
It's the fate of Ophelia. I like when we sing on the show, Kennedy.
We, me and you might be the only two that do.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
WNBA superstar Angel Reese shared that she will be walking in the Victoria's Secret fashion show. Of course, she has a fierce on-court rivalry with which other WNBA star who plays for the Indiana Fever?
Caitlin Clark.
1-0, Caitlin Clark. Question number two. Slash says, we might be getting a new album. Says everybody's in. They have a lot of material. Name the band that he's in.
Guns N' Roses.
Guns N' Roses, yes. 2-0, question number three. Bradley Cooper is in talks to join Margot Robbie in the Ocean's 11 prequel. Who played Danny Ocean in that franchise?
George Clooney.
George Clooney is right.
I think the baby is awake.
Yes, the baby's
good
up.
Good morning.
What's the baby's name, by the way, Livy?
Willow.
Willow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my
another good Taylor Swift song.
Willow.
Mm-hmm. Also a good movie from the 80s.
Dude.
3-0, question number four. Turning Point USA is planning an All-American halftime show to run against the Super Bowl halftime show with Bad Bunny. Who founded that organization?
Charlie Kirk.
That is correct. 4-0, question number five. A federal judge threw out Drake's defamation lawsuit against Universal Music over the release of a song by which artist?
Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, the diss track Not Like Us is the song in question. 5-1 is the final score. Wow, Kennedy. That was good. That was pretty
I couldn't
good.
Let you lose 2 times in 24 hours.
You know what? You are a down lady. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Livy looking out for your mental health, Kennedy. And we appreciate that. Thank you so much for listening. For buying a radio to listen to the show, Kennedy. Come on now.
Let's do it.
I hope it's like a boombox from the 80s.
That's what it's I a Radio Shack radio from one of my customers. It's
amazing.
Older than me.
Amazing.
No, let's go. All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go, Livy?
I'm Livy from Woonsocket, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.